On the eve of the anniversary of September 11th, the nation has officially gone on high alert. The Bush administration says intelligence gathered in the past 24 hours points to a high risk of a terrorist attack against U.S. interests somewhere in the world. As a consequence, for the first time, the nation's terror alert system has been elevated to Code Orange. That's the second highest of five levels on the color-coded chart. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Official word of the new alert status came from U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft, who made the announcement at a Justice Department news conference this afternoon.
The United States government has concluded, based on analysis and specific intelligence of possible attacks on U.S. interests overseas, to call government, law enforcement, and citizens, both at home and overseas, to a heightened state of alert.
Ashcroft, flanked by White House Homeland Security Advisor Tom Ridge and FBI Director Robert Mueller, said they had no specifics as to what the targets may be. More specific information might have resulted in the alert status being put at its highest level, Code Red. But Ashcroft said the information comes from a former senior Al-Qaeda operative who was questioned by U.S. officials. He said it is credible.
Information indicates that Al-Qaeda cells have been established in several South Asian countries in order to conduct car bomb and other attacks on U.S. facilities. These cells have been accumulating explosives since approximately January of 2002 this year in preparation for these attacks.
He said the likely targets appear to be U.S. interests overseas. That would include military bases and embassies. The State Department confirmed today that at least 10 American embassies and diplomatic offices around the world have been temporarily shut down for security reasons. They include those in Indonesia, Vietnam, Pakistan, Malaysia, and the United Arab Emirates. Nonetheless, the entire country is being put on high alert. Ashcroft identified transportation and energy facilities and monuments as possible targets. He described the threats as similar to what was seen around the world in advance of the terrorist attacks of last September. As a result, security at federal buildings will be beefed up, and state and local law enforcement agencies around the country have been notified. Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge called on citizens to be extra vigilant.
Be alert, but be defiant. Let's make sure that every individual citizen who sees something suspicious reports it to either that Joint Terrorism Task Force or the local law enforcement.
President Bush, after a speech this afternoon at the Embassy of Afghanistan in Washington, said he takes the threat very seriously and had this advice for the American people.
We'll do everything we can to protect the American people, and Americans need to go about their lives. They just need to know that that their government at the federal and state and local level will be on an extra level of alert to protect us.
The administration says the warning is not a recommendation to people to cancel plans that they have, saying they should still travel and go to work, and that events of the coming days should go ahead. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer.
The president thinks the American people should absolutely take specific actions, and those specific actions are to live their lives, to honor the memories of those who were lost, to pay respects to the families and the loved ones of those whose families were attacked and killed on September 11th. The American people need to live their lives. That's the best thing the American people can do, to send a signal to anybody who would do us harm.
Still, security concerns have prompted schedule changes for at least one top-ranking administration official, Vice President Dick Cheney, who for months following the September attacks worked out of an undisclosed secret location, has canceled an appearance and speech scheduled for Washington tonight, and White House officials won't disclose his whereabouts. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.